各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们来读一段圣经。
Let us read from the Bible.
在约翰福音第十四章一到六节。
It is from John chapter 14, verse 1 to 6.
这样好吧，我们一起来用中文先念，然后用英文念，分开来念，好不好？
We'll read from the Chinese first, followed by the English version.
约翰福音第十四章一到六节，你们心里起来念，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。我往哪里去，你们知道那条路，你们也知道。多马就对他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不接着我，没有人能到父那里去。
John chapter 14, verses 1 to 6. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
我们要做个祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
在主日的早上，你为我们预备了这个地方。
In the morning, you prepared this place for us.
我们真愿意在这里同心合一的敬拜你。
We are worshiping you in one spirit and one heart.
主，我们愿意把这段时间分别为圣。
We want to set apart this time.
求你的灵带领我们从头直到末了。
And may your spirit lead us and guide us from the beginning to the end.
也安静我们的心。
And also quiet our heart.
也给我们一个受教的耳朵，受教的心。
And give us a teachable heart and ears.
主，我们愿意在这个地方能够接受你自己从天上来的话语。
Lord, we're willing to accept your teaching.
主，你的话语一解开，就发出亮光，能够照亮我们生命的路程。
And your word will light up our path in our life.
在这世上有许许多多的路，但是你只有你是唯一的通天之路。
And there are many roads ahead of us, but there is only one road, one way to heaven.
你这里说过，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不接着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
And you told us that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through you.
但愿我们今天在这儿用这些主你自己的话语来和弟兄们一起交通。
And may your word, We use your word to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
你的圣灵触动我们的心。
And your Holy Spirit will touch our heart.
让我们能够谦卑，能够来到你的面前。
And let us humble and come before you.
我们这样祷告祈求感谢，乃是奉耶稣的名。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好久没回到家里来了，三个多月了。
I haven't been returning.It's been 3 months since the last time.
回家正好。
It's very good to be home.
刚刚他在念英文的时候，我就一只眼睛在看好多好多熟悉的面孔。
As the translator was talking in English, I was just watching the congregation, many familiar faces among you.
小朋友长大了，长大了。
The kids have grown up.
我们都头发白了，白了。
And our hair has turned white.
但是感谢主，我们在这个地方还有一个凝聚力，我们愿意敬拜神。
But there is one thing that holds us together, and that is our worship to the Lord.
我今天一直在想，到底要讲什么？我和 Alex 有个交通， 我愿意讲一篇福音性的道。
So I was having this discussion with Alex about what exactly to preach about, and so I decided the topic would be about the gospel.
所以请你们容忍我，请你们忍耐。如果你觉得太浅，这些话我都知道，那你就为这个事情祷告吧。
So please bear with me if you already know the gospel. Please just keep praying for me.
总有中间有些人他不了解，不知道。主耶稣基督的是道路、真理、生命的。
There has to be someone among us who is not aware of the truth, the way, and the life.
今天我来讲的题目是你在寻找人生的道路、真理和生命吗
？So the title of my message today is, "Are you looking for the way, the truth, and the life?"
我觉得这个题目很重要，因为和我们每个人都有关系。
I think this is a very important topic because it has something to do with every one of us.
因为今天许多人他们走啊走啊走的活啊活的活的。
Because many people today, they just continue their life's journey, they go on living.
他们有时候觉得哎呀我好像走到旷野里面去了这什么意思呢
And they feel like as if they have entered the wilderness. What does this mean?
好像无路可走了。
There, it seems like they have run out of trails.
他们进也不是，退也不是。
They're unsure whether to advance or to retreat.
去还是留，往前还是往后。
To stay or to leave or to move forward or to stay back.
人生好像失去了方向。
It's as if they have lost the direction of their lives.
亲爱的朋友，这就是人生的道路的问题。
Dear friends, this is the problem of the way of life.
今天也有许多人，他们在人里面，好像在人面前充满了光彩绚丽。
There are many people, their life on the outside seems fabulous, on the outside.
表面上过得挺不错的。
It looks like they have led a pretty decent life.
你说他的物质条件很好，说什么他都有。
And they are blessed with every material blessings.
说车他有车，说房他有房。
They have cars, they have houses, they have everything.
说钱他也有钱。
They also have wealth, money.
但是他们心知肚明，只是外表的华丽而已。
But they know that inside, they know that this is only fabulous on the outside.
他们内心过的是一个空虚。实在是没有什么意义的人生。
But on the inside, they live a very empty and meaningless life.
各位亲爱的朋友，这是人生的真理的问题。
So dear friends, this is about the problem of the truth of life.
还有今天许多人，他们外面看起来很正常。
And there are also many people, looks like they have a very normal life on the outside.
他们的家庭好像过得很普通一样。
They have a very normal family.
其实他的心里面过着是个黑暗的生活，是个罪恶的生活。他以为人家不知道。
But on the inside, they live in sin and darkness, and he thinks that other people are unaware of it.
他把他自己装饰得很好，掩饰得很好，谁也不知道。
And these issues of darkness and sin, they were concealed very well.
但是犯罪的事情越陷越深，越来到一天不能自拔。
But they get entangled in sin, it becomes deeper and deeper, and they cannot save themselves.
终于有一天纸包不住火，要被暴露，要被揭穿。
So one day, these sins and darkness will come to light, and it will be revealed.
他们会遭受残酷的打击，日子过得很颓丧，没有希望。
So when these catastrophes strike, become dejected and become hopeless.
各位弟兄姐妹，这是人生的生命的问题。
So dear friends, this is the problem of the life of our lives.
我刚刚只提了几个人生道路的问题、真理的问题和生命的问题。
So I've just mentioned these problems, the problems with the way, the truth, and the life of our lives.
这不是少数人是有这个问题。
This is not a problem limited to just a few among us.
其实每一个人多多少少都有一点这种问题。
So everyone of us has these problems just to different extent.
而且只是程度不一样而已。
We just have them to different degrees.
而且在我们人生常常一次不次屡次的出现搅扰我们。
And these problems, they occur frequently, they worry us.
我们心里不平安，心里很烦恼。
And so that they make us anxious, and then we don't have peace.
各位弟兄姊妹，我不是说你是我也有，我自己也经历过这些人生生命的问题。真理的问题和道路的问题。
And I'm not just talking about you. It's the same with me. I've experienced these problems with the way, the truth, and the life.
可是各位弟兄姊妹，让我很高兴地告诉你，我已经找到了这些问题的答案。
But let me tell you, I'm very happy about this. I have already found the answer to all these problems.
我愿意告诉你，我现在过的是一个很平安。很喜乐，很有盼望的生活。
So I'm leading a life that is full of peace, joy, and hope.
这是神的恩典，这都是神赐下的恩典。
And this is all attributed to God's grace.
那么至于我的答案是什么呢？我愿意和你们分享。
So what exactly is my answer that I want to share with you?
我就回到刚刚我们念到的约翰福音十四章第六节这一节。
So let me return to just one verse that we just read, and that's John 14:6.
耶稣对他的门徒说，我就是道路，真理，生命，若不接着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus said here that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody can go to the Father except through me.
各位弟兄姊妹，这句圣经的话什么意思啊？
So dear friends, what does this passage mean?
这句话怎么会是我的问题的答案呢？
How can this be the solution to my problems?
我让我给你解释以后，希望也成为你的问题的答案。
So after I explain this verse, and hopefully it will become the answer to your question.
各位弟兄，如果我们找到了耶稣，信靠了耶稣，就找到了一个解决人生许多许多问题的答案。
So if we found Jesus and if we have put our trust in him, then we have found the solution to all these problems that we mentioned.
先让我给你解释，古往今来许多人都在寻找真理，寻找道路。
So, you know, since the centuries, many people are seeking the truth and the way in the life.
我记得苏格拉底亚里士多德这些希腊哲人都在找真理，在找真理。
I remember that the Greek philosophers like Socrates or and Aristotle, they are searching for exactly these questions.
只有耶稣敢说，我就是真理。他敢说这句话。
But only Jesus dared to say that I am the truth, way, and the life.
他也配说这句话。
And only he is deserving of saying something like that.
因为他是神的儿子，他是神，他在敢说这话。
Because he is the Son of God, and only he can say this.
耶稣还说，若不接着我，没有人能够到父那里去。这句话更厉害了。
So Jesus also said that nobody can come to the Father except through me. This is even more striking.
记得吧，我刚祷告的时候，主耶稣是唯一的通天之路，他能够接着他到天上去。
So remember, just now in my prayers, I said that Jesus is the only road to heaven.
这是很重要的，耶稣把人能够引导到神那里去。
And that is the only way that you can lead someone to God.
圣经中在使徒行传四章十二节也这样说，除了他耶稣以外别无拯救，这四个字很有意思。别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
And so in Acts 4:12, it says that there's no other name besides Jesus' name that can so that we can be saved.
我以前小时候在读台湾那个学校，颇不错的，我们学校叫做建国中学。咱们就小时候我去建中的时候，他那边对面一个聚会所就写这个，除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我也可以靠着这就我就背下来了。
So I remember when I was growing up, I often went past this middle school, and there's a church there that has this sign that says exactly this passage. There's no other name under heaven through which we can be saved.
我那时候不懂这句话什么意思。
I recited it, but I didn't understand it.
好不好让我一句一句解释什么叫耶稣是道路，什么是耶稣是真理，什么是耶稣是生命，给你讲。
So I will now spend some time to explain what exactly it means that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣是道路。
So the first one, Jesus is the way.
各位弟兄们，不但地要有路，人也要路。
So we need to build roads. Also, as men, we also need to find a way.
一个地方有了路的话，就有人来人往，慢慢慢慢，它就发达了，它就繁荣起来了。
Once we build roads in a place, then we have traffic, and that brings prosperity.
你去发展一个社区，你第一个先想到的就是把路修好。
If you want to develop an area, the first thing you want to do is to build roads.
同样的，人也要有路。
In the same way as men, we also need to find a way.
人有了路，你就有朋友，你有了方法，你有解决问题的方法，痛苦减少，烦恼会消失。
So once there is a way, then we have friends and we can solve problems, then we will have less pain and less worry.
现在这个社会中往往有个事情很不好的，就是常常有人自杀。
In today's society, many people often commit suicides.
当然自杀的问题很多，问题它的原因很多，但是其中最大一个问题是什么呢？
So there are many reasons that led to suicide, but the biggest one
就是自杀的人觉得自己无路可走，没有路可以走。
It's because the person who is committing suicide felt like that's the end of the road.
无路可走就不如自杀，以死来解脱了。
And because there's no way out, and the person commits suicide so that he can be, get out of that problem.
但是如果我们找到了耶稣，就找了人生同行的伙伴。
But once we found Jesus, then we found the partner in this life.
找到了耶稣，就找到一条道路。
And once we found Jesus, then we found the way.
因为耶稣要和你一路同行，和你同走这个人生的道路。
Because Jesus will be together with you on this journey of life.
在圣经的旧约里面，有本叫《出埃及记》。当有一天摩西无路可走在旷野中的时候，他给神谈话，他有一段对话。
So in the Old Testament, when Moses he was running away, he was out of options. He was recorded as talking to the Lord.
那个时候神很不高兴他们，因为他从西乃山下来的时候，他们居然不等这些摩西来，他们居然拜偶像，拜金牛犊。
So the Lord was very displeased with the Israelites because they didn't wait for Moses and they started worshiping these idols.
圣经说，这第二章里面就讲到，神很不高兴，说我把你们前面的敌人赶走，你们就去这个迦南地，我不跟你们去了，我不去了。
So the Lord was very displeased with them, and he said that I will drive out your enemies, and you go into the land of Canaan, but I will not be with you.
摩西吓坏了，他说这怎么行啊？神啊，如果你不去的话，我也不去了。
And Moses was so fearful, and he said that, Lord, if you don't go with me, I will not go into the land.
他说神啊，你知不知道？我们和那些外邦人的分别，不信耶稣的分别，岂不是因为我们你和我们同行吗？
And Moses told the Lord, he said, the only thing that distinguishes us from the unbelieving people around us is exactly that you are with us.
各位弟兄姊妹，我们信耶稣的和不信耶稣最大的分别是平常看不出来。
So, brothers and sisters, we are different from people who don't believe, and this difference is not evident in our normal lives.
快乐的时候也看不出来。
We can't see that when we're happy.
但是问题来了, 痛苦来了, 打击来的时候就看出来了。
But when we have troubles, we have catastrophes.
我们有神可以依靠, 我们有神可以同行。
We have God who is with us, and we have God to rely upon.
可是外邦人,没有信主的人,没有神跟他同行。
But the Gentiles, the unbelieving, they do not have that.
所以摩西在讲, 神啊, 我们和天下的万民有别, 岂不是你与我们同行吗?
And that's why Moses said that the reason why we are different from the Gentiles is because you are with us.
各位弟兄们, 有了神和我们同行, 他就不一样了。
Dear friends, because of God's presence with us,
他就能够帮助你, 他能够就带领你。
Because of Lord's presence, nothing is the same anymore, and He will help us in time of need.
短短的圣经, 第一段在约翰福音14章18节说, 我必不撇下你们为孤儿。
So I'm going to read from three short passages. The first one is John 14:18. It says, I will not leave you as orphans.
第二是希伯来书13章第5节, 主曾说, 我总不撇下你, 也不丢弃你。
And the second one is from Hebrews 13:5. It says, Lord says, I will not leave you nor forsake you.
第三处是马太福音28章20节, 我就常与你们同在, 直到世界的末了。
And the last one, Matthew 28:20, the Lord says, I will be with you until the end of the world.
各位弟兄姊妹, 你看我刚刚提了三节圣经, 都是主耶稣对门徒和对这些信他的人同行、同在、永不丢弃的保证。
And the three passages that we just read, they were promises by Jesus to his disciples that he will be with them always.
各位弟兄姊妹,你记得, 主是我们的道路。 主和我们同在的道路。
Just remember that Jesus is the way that he is present with us.
我讲个小小的故事, 就是在当时在越战的时候, 美军战斗机轰炸机去炸这个北越。
So I'm going to tell a story, and the story is about happened in the Vietnam War, and this is an American bomber that was shot down.
我们妻子和我们准备 11月去北越,我到去看看北越现在还有没有炸弹的样子哦。
So my wife and I we planned to go to North Vietnam in November to see if there are these remnants of the bombing.
结果一个战斗机被地面的高射炮打中了,就掉下来了。
So this bomber was shot down and it fell to the earth.
那个飞行员就丢弃那个飞机,就跳降落伞。
So the pilot abandoned, he ditched the plane, and then he had a parachute.
他就掉在一个北越的一个大的丛林里面。
And he landed in this jungle in North Vietnam.
他第一件事情把他的这个降落伞打开, 他就拿出指南针, 他一个罗盘, 他要看向南面走, 向南面走。
So the first thing that he did, he took off the parachute, and then he took out his compass. He wanted to go south.
他走啊走啊走啊,走迷路了,怎么走回原处了。And
after a while, he lost his way, and he went back to the same place he started.
他说我还要问一问路人,那哪有什么路人,一个人都没有。He
thought about asking for directions, but there's no one around.
他就在那个地方祷告,感谢主,他还是基督徒,祷告。Because
he is a Christian, he started praying to God.
他祷告了快一小时。
And he prayed for about an hour.
听到了痛痛痛痛痛 wood chopper, 这个砍柴的声音。
And he heard the sound of somebody chopping wood.
所以他说, 诶, 有人在砍柴, 我去问他一下。
And he realized that that is somebody chopping wood, and maybe I should go ahead.
他就拿出一个美军的救生手册。
And he took out the survival guide in the American Army.
找到这个都是越南话的地方。
And he found this section that has the Vietnamese.
就走走走走到一个看见一个越南的老人在那里砍柴。
So then he saw this old man, this Vietnamese, chopping wood ahead of him.
他跟他打个招呼都给你吓一跳。
And he said hi to him, and this old man was frightened.
怎么跑出个美国人来？
How come there's this American soldier?
他就翻到那页，他就用英文拼音的方法念，我要出去，我要出这个森林。
So he found this page that taught him to speak Vietnamese using American syllables, and he told the old man that he wanted to exit from the jungle.
讲了几遍，那个人听终于听懂了，因为他的语言的发音到底实在不准。
And after repeating this several times, the old man understood him.
那个人点头了。
And he nodded his head.
我要去南方的西贡，那是塞岗，那不是胡锡明 City 啊，是塞岗。我要去南方的西贡。
And he told him that he wanted to go south to Saigon.
再翻译啊，哪里是路了？路他找不到。
And he asked, where is the road?
你猜这个樵夫怎么讲？
Can you guess what this old man said?
鸡和鸭发讲话不行了啊。那个人说，我就是路，我就是路，跟我走。
So the old man said, I am the way, just follow me.
搞半天他搞懂了，原来这个人就是路，跟他走就行了。
So he realized that yes, he knows the way, he just needs to follow.
这个樵夫把东西放来就带他走走走，走了差不多半天，走出了这个森林，走向了一条去西贡的路。
And this old man led the pilot and on a hike that's more than half a day long. And finally, they exited the jungle and found the road to Saigon.
各位弟兄们，耶稣说，我就是路，我就是道路。
So Jesus said, I am the way.
我就是道路，跟我走的就不在黑暗里面走，就可以找到了光明的道路。
He said, those who follow me will not be in darkness, instead will find light.
第二条我讲耶稣就是真理。
And the second point I'm going to make is that Jesus is the truth.
真理是绝对的，是永远的。
So truth is absolute and it is eternal.
但是人间没有绝对的事。
But there is nothing absolute among men.
人间也没有永远的真理。
And there is nothing eternally true among men.
人是在环境之下会改变，会改变，一直在改变。
Because men can change under peer pressure.
只有在神那里才存在永远不改变的真理。
And only, can we only find the unchangeable truth with God.
有一天 Dr. Chuck Swindoll, 就是现在Dallas 神学院的院长，他那个时候在 Fullerton 做一个大的教会的主任牧师。
So one day, Dr. Chuck Swindoll, he's currently the president of the Dallas Theological Seminary,And then he was still the pastor of a church in Fullerton.
他有一个主日以后，有个弟兄跑来说，Pastor Swindoll, 我要问你个问题。
So one day after the conclusion of the worship, a brother came to ask him a question.
他说，你刚刚一直讲真理，真理，真理 ，truth, truth, truth, 到底什么是 truth?
And he said, you mentioned several times truth. What exactly is the truth?
什么是真理呢？
What exactly is the truth?
Swindoll 就看见这个弟兄双手抱了一个圣经，他说就指指点这个圣经，他说弟兄啊，这个书里面讲的都是真理。
And so Dr. Swindoll saw that this man was carrying a Bible, so he pointed at this person's Bible and said, "What's recorded in this book is the truth."
因为主耶稣就是真理。
Because Jesus is the truth.
还有这个弟兄啊。你如果能够把这个圣经中的话语都耶稣基督的教导都能够遵行的话，你就活出真理来，人家就看到真理了。
And also, he said, brother, if you could live according to the teaching in the Bible by Jesus and the disciples, then you can live in truth.
他后来 Chuck Swindoll 就在他的那个小的 episode 那个小的故事后面写。他说因为耶稣就是真理，凡遵行他的人就是他的门徒了。
So, Dr. Swindoll, after he told the story, he wrote that Jesus is the truth, and everyone who follows his word is his disciple.
圣经上说到， 那些耶稣的门徒必晓得真理，真理必叫他们得以自由。听过的话吗？
So in the Bible it says that the Jesus disciples will know the truth and the truth will set them free. Have you heard about this verse?
什么叫做得以自由了？
So what does it mean to be set free?
就是真理，你有了真理，你就不受罪的辖制和罪的捆绑，你就自由了。
So that means that knowing the truth allows the disciples to be not under the control of sin and not under the bondage of sin.
各位弟兄姊妹，那个真的自由是什么自由？
So dear brothers and sisters, what is the true freedom?
就是不犯罪的自由。有罪，你可以犯罪，你不犯罪，这是真自由。
And the true freedom is the freedom not to sin. You have the option to sin, but you can choose not to.
你可以贪污，你不贪污，就是自由。
You can commit economic fraud, but if you choose not to do it,
你可以偷窃，你不偷窃，就是自由。
You can steal, but if you can choose not to.
你可以做坏事，但是心里面曾叫你不要做这坏事，那个不犯罪的，那个才是真自由，各位弟兄姊妹。
And you can sin, but the Lord tells you not to sin, and so if you choose that, that is true freedom.
神叫我们在我们里面释放，我们从罪里面释放。
So God told us that we will be liberated from sin.
有可以犯罪，我不犯罪，我就遵行神的话，做他的门徒。感谢主，这个才是真的耶稣的门徒。
So we could sin, but if we choose not to, and we become Jesus' disciple, that is the real, that's the true freedom.
各位弟兄姊妹，这是个很重要的问题。人类最大的需要不是得到真理，而是需要自由。
So dear friends, this is a very important question. The greatest human need is not to know the truth. It is to receive true freedom.
大而言之，是一个脱离罪的辖制和捆绑的自由。
So broadly speaking, this is the freedom to be liberated from the bondage of sin.
小而言之，我们从太平洋的那面跑到这来，到这个国家来干什么？追求自由。
And the another concrete example is we come to this country from the other side of the Pacific. Why? It's because we're seeking after freedom.
当然，你们说徐长老不对，我到美国来是追求美金的啊。但是呢，还最主要的，你还主要的心理的自由是很重要、很重要、很重要的。
And you might correct me and say that no, Elder Shu, you're incorrect. I'm here because I'm after the American dollar. But I think you're also going after the true freedom.
所以圣经中，耶稣他应许他的门徒说：“愿一书一章九节。”我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And so in the Bible, Jesus promised his disciples that if we acknowledge our sin, God is faithful, He is just, He will forgive our sins and wash away our unrighteousness.
还有在约翰福音一章十二节说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄。
Also in John 1:12, it says that those who receive him, those who put his faith in his name, he will give them the right to become God's children.
所以很奇妙的，我们接受了主耶稣，他把我们罪洗掉了。这是最最重要的，他是我们和神中间关系隔阂的原因，拿掉了。
So it's very important that after we have accepted Jesus, and then the separation between us and God will be removed.
圣经说我们就称义了，就是 justified.
And the Bible says that we become justified, we're counted as righteous.
而且我们接受他了，我们就成为神的儿女。
And also after we believe in his name, we become his children.
我们接受主耶稣有三件事发生了。
So after we receive Christ, three things happen to us.
我刚刚讲过，我们罪就得赦免，不义得洗净，我们和神中间罪的隔阂被拿掉了。
So the first thing is what I just mentioned. Our sin is forgiven, our unrighteousness is cleansed, and then the separation between us and God because of sin is removed.
换句话说, 我们何时能够相通的, 可以讲话, 可以交谈呢?
So that means that we can communicate directly with God.
基督徒啊, 基督徒啊, 你常常和神交谈, 用祷告。
So
最后你说, 奉耶稣基督的名求, Amen。
So if you're Christians, when you pray to God, you would end your prayer with, in Jesus' name, Amen.
但是你如果心里有罪的话, 你祷告不亨通啊。
But if you have sin in your heart, then your prayer, the channel is broken.
圣经说, 人心里注重罪孽, 主必不听啊, 主不听你祷告。
And the Bible says, if we have sin in our heart, then God will not listen to our prayers.
所以第一点我们要承认自己罪, 说啊, 求你的宝血洗净我们一切不义, 我们就是, 就这是第一点和神中间的罪的那个管道就打通了。
So number one is after we acknowledge our sins, our unrighteousness will be cleansed, and then the channel between us and God is now open.
第二点, 就我们就被称为, 因为我们信耶稣的名, 就有权柄做他的儿女。
And the second point is this, that if we believe in His name, then we have the privilege to become God's children.
这做他儿女有个特权, 这个特权, 等一等, 我卖个关子, 等一等再讲, 好不好?
So about this special privilege to be God's children, we'll come back to this point later.
第三点, 我们不要忘了, 我们刚刚讲过, 我们做主的门徒, 就享受认识真理, 真理叫我们得到不犯罪的真自由。
And point number three, let us not forget that after we become God's disciples, then we can know the truth, and the truth will set us free.
今天我特地要强调的就是你不是有犯罪的自由, 你有不犯罪的自由, 感谢主。
And let me emphasize this once again, that you have the freedom, you don't have, the freedom is not to sin. It's not the freedom to sin.
各位弟兄姐妹,我现在慢慢年纪越来越大, 我常常那个对这个罪的敏感度越来越增加。
So, as I become older, I'm becoming more and more sensitive to sin.
我有时想做个事情, 圣灵就要叫, 嘿, 可不要做啊。
So sometimes I want to do something, and then I hear the Holy Spirit telling me, don't do it.
要讲什么话, 有时候, 不要讲啊。
And if I wanted to say something, and I hear the small voice telling me, don't say it.
我感谢主,有这个天上的阿爸父,叫我有不犯罪的真的自由,感谢主。
I thank the Lord that He has given me this true freedom to choose not to sin.
第三点,耶稣就是生命。
And the third point is that Jesus is the life.
生命有个特点。
So life has many defining characteristics. So human life has many characteristics. So it is very fragile, it couldn't survive any
temptations.
It's very weak and it cannot endure temptation. So we often fall.
连保罗就说,神啊,我好苦啊,
even the Apostle Paul called out to God that he is struggling with sin.
第三个, 人的生命一定会死亡。
And number three, we all experience death.
中国人说生老病死, 这个死一定有的。
And in the Chinese saying, we say that everyone is born, getting old, having sickness, and then die.
很可惜, 现在我的年纪已经进到70几岁, 我的大学同学,这个好朋友,那个好朋友,纷纷都走了。So
I'm already older than 70, and some of my college friends, they have already passed away.
我常常跟我讲过,我们以前大学同学会,你几年开始,四年开始,五年开始,现在不行了,五年开始人越来越少,越来越少,我们就两年一次吧。So
we used to have these... alumni meetings every 4 or 5 years, but because many people have passed away, we're doing this every 2 years.
人一定会死的。
So everyone has death.
但是死了去哪儿, 这是很重要的问题。
But after that, what happens? That's very important.
圣经说, 人人都有一死, 死后必有审判。
The Bible says everyone will die once and after that to be judged.
各位弟兄姊妹，死亡并不是最可怕的。
So dear friends, death is not the most frightening.
可怕是带着罪而去死，面对的审判，那个最可怕。
What's the most frightening is to be judged when you have sin with you.
因为我们相信，基督徒相信只有两分法，一个人死了不是永生就去天堂，或者是没有永生就面对就要去地狱。基督徒只有两条，没有第三条。
Because as Christians, we believe that there are only two things that can happen after death. You're either destined for heaven or to hell. There's no third option.
所以我们要特别慎重地考虑这个问题。
So we must think about this very carefully.
有听说从中国那边来说，死了就是一个青烟，以后就没有了，就这样。
We often hear from in Chinese culture, people say that death is like a smoke, and we just disperse.
各位弟兄的能量不灭，我们学物理的能量不灭，这个能量怎么不见呢？
So as people who study physics know that we're consisted of energy, and the energy cannot disappear.
圣经中多次多次讲主耶稣说，我可以去为你们预备地方去的。
The Bible said this many times. Jesus has prepared a room for us.
耶稣对门徒说，我去的地方，将来我还要把你们带去的地方。
And he said that the places that I am going to, I will bring you with me too.
他讲的地方就是天堂，天上。
He's talking about heaven.
各位弟兄姊妹，我们真是要面对这个问题，死了去哪儿啊？
So we must face this question, where do we end up after death?
所以各位弟兄，刚刚说神的儿女不是，我刚刚讲有个特权嘛，我说我卖个关子，我现在告诉你。
So remember what I just said, we were talking about the special privilege as God's children.
我用约翰福音三章十六节来讲，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
In John 3:16, it says, God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son, so that all who believe him will not perish,but will receive everlasting life.
所以我来回答你的问题，回答刚刚那个问题，死了以后去哪儿？
So I'm answering your question. What happens after we die?
耶稣对他的门徒说，你们死了以后不至灭亡，反得永生。
So Jesus promised his disciples that after we die, you will go to heaven.
换言之就是信耶稣的人，他因为有耶稣在里面，他有他的生命，所以不至到地狱去。
And also because those who believe in Christ have his life within them, that they will not descend into hell.
反得永生是什么？就得到那个永远不死的天上与主耶稣一直活到永远的生命。
So what does it mean to receive the everlasting life? That means the life in heaven with Christ till eternity.
这是非常非常重要的一点。
I cannot overstate the importance.
我再讲一遍，信耶稣的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
Let me say this again. Those who believe in Christ will not perish, but will have eternal life.
我深信，信耶稣的人绝不去地狱，去到天堂，但是你要经过审判，就是生命的审判，工作的审判。
I believe that those who believe will not experience, will not go to heaven, will not go to hell, will go to heaven.But we will be under judgment.
讲一个故事给你听。
Let me tell the story.
吴勇长老在台湾是很好的一个属灵的长者。
So Elder Wu Yong is a very well-known pastor in Taiwan.
在2005年，就是11年前的1月9号，他到天上去了，他去世了。
So he passed away, he went to be with Jesus in 2005.5 in January.
在他遗留里面的光碟里面，我听到一个很感动人的见证。
So in the CDs that he left, I found this very very important testimony.
他说在他们教会里面有一个信主非常好的一个老姐妹。
He said that in his church there is this very faithful sister.
他的先生老先生生病。
And her husband has been sick for a long time.
生这个肺的病，就是肺气肿的病。
And it has something to do with his lungs.
越来越病重，到了弥留的地步。
And the illness became very, very serious, and he was just teetering on death.
这个姐妹就很着急。
So the sister was very worried.
因为她现在还没信主。
Because her husband has not received the Lord yet.
她生怕她死了以后就去地狱了，将来永远不见。她说，好，吴长老，你可不可以帮我忙，到我的先生的病床前，给他谈福音，讲福音，传耶稣给他听。
She is extremely worried that he will die without believing and therefore go to hell. So he asked Elder Wu Yong to go to his bedside and to talk to him.
吴长老说可以啊，我明天有空，我去你先生的那个病床旁边啊。
And Elder Wu Yong said, "Sure, I am free tomorrow, so I can go."
他的先生是一个很资深的老的法官，法院里面的法官，现在生病是很重。
Her husband is a very senior judge. But he's very sick.
啊，那么脸色潮红，口里面插了一个管子，在帮助他呼吸。
And his face was all red, and he has the breathing tubes inside his nose.
他不断的喘气，闭着眼睛喘气。
He was panting, and also he had his eyes closed.
吴长老说，如果一个人张着眼睛看我给他传福音，我还比较容易一点。
So Elder Wu Yong thought that if somebody was actually looking at me, it's easier to preach the gospel to them.
现在一个人闭着眼睛，嘴巴里插了一个管子，我给他传福音比较困难。
But if it's someone who has his eyes closed and who has breathing tubes in his nose,
我想问的问题，他讲不出话来，因为嘴巴里张有管子。
But how could he answer if he had these tubes in his mouth?
但是这个老姐妹，这个老太太就在旁边催吴长老，快点啊！快点啊！你快讲话嘛
！But the sister was just urging him on. He said, "Please say something."
是老先生的喘气声越来越大，我就想着一句话，他说：“这怎么跟他讲话了
？”So as this man was breathing heavily, Elder Wu Yong thought that how could I say anything?
我就跟他讲，我说：“某某法官，你知不知道你是个罪人啊
？”And he told him that He called him out by his judge, his title, and he said, "Are you aware that you're a sinner?"
这句话很有大的力量。
And this word carried a lot of power.
这个病入膏肓的病人啊，一辈子就叫人家你是不是个罪人？今天有人对他讲，你是不是个罪人
？And because the senior judge, all his life, he faced down all these criminals, but now somebody is calling him a sinner.
他大吃一惊，张开了眼睛了。
He was so surprised that he opened his eyes.
我就又向他问的问题，某某法官，你承不承认你是一个罪人啊
？So then I said, "So and so judge, do you agree that you are a sinner?"
这个法官点了一下头，点了一下头。
And then he nodded his head.
吴长老说，人如果知道他有罪了，就比较简单了。
And Elder Wu thought that. If someone is willing to acknowledge their sin, then that becomes easy.
他说：“某某法官，你有没有想到，你这样一去，你要带着罪进入死亡啊
？”And then he called out to him. He said, "Are you aware that if you die with the sin, are you aware that you will die with these sins?"
这个人眼睛嘴巴不能讲，眼睛就一直向我恳求的样子，你给我可以读出他的恳求的样子。
And so Elder Wu Yong was, he could see that in this man's eyes, and he was quite eager.
吴长老说，耶稣是神的儿子，他成为人，他就能够变成世人的替身。你如果信耶稣，让他代替你死的话，担当你的罪，你的罪就可以得到赦免。
And then he told him that Jesus has become a man to, as substitute for our sin, and if you believe in that, your sins will be forgiven.
你如果是罪得赦免，你就成为一个无罪的人。圣经说，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
And if you believe in him, then your sins are forgiven. And the Bible says that God allowed the one that is sinless to take on our sins, so that our sins can be forgiven and we can be counted as righteous.
啊，某某法官，你愿不愿意相信耶稣是你的主和救主呢
？And he said, "Do you want to accept Jesus as your Savior and your Lord?"
你相信的话， 你就在我手上捏一下。
And if you believe, please just squeeze my hand.
他说我就这个人就在我手上狠狠地捏了一下，好痛啊，是吧？他说捏了一下，他狠狠地捏，表示他真的愿意信耶稣。
And Elder Wu Yong said that in this testimony that this man squeezed his hand as hard as he could to show that he believed.
I like that, as hard as he could. 他的罪就得到赦免了。
And his sin, this is a sign that his sin was forgiven.
所以约翰福音三章十六节我再念一遍，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡。
So let me read John 3:16 once again. It says that God so loved the world that he has given us his only son that everyone who believes will not perish but will have eternal life.
各位弟兄们，圣经里面讲过的，我们信耶稣以后我们的生命改变。
In the Bible it says after we have become we have believed in Jesus our life will become changed.
我们刚刚讲人的生命很软弱的，我们信耶稣变成刚强的生命，不管外面受到任何的打击、羞辱和摇撼，你里面的生命是平静安稳的。
So we just said that human life is fragile, but after becoming a Christian, our life will be a life of strength. On the outside, we're being stricken, shaken, and put to shame. But
我刚刚讲过，人的生命很短暂的，会死亡的。但是我们信了耶稣就变成一个不朽坏的生命，永恒的生命，到永远和主耶稣一起在一起的生命。
So after we have come to Jesus, our life become eternal. We will be eternally with Christ.
我刚刚讲过，人的生命很软弱，经不起试验，经不起引诱和经不起试探。但是如果你有了主耶稣的生命和神一样生命，也就变成一个绝对的圣洁的慈爱的生命。看看这些弟兄姊妹，个个都是多么可爱，他们都有神的生命在他们里面。
So I just said that human life could not stand up to temptations, but after coming to Christ, then our life would be absolute, would be true, holy, and infinite, and full of love.
我讲个最后讲个短短的故事结束。
And let me conclude with one short story.
在2013年差不多三年前我带领一个团，这个团有17个人去圣地旅游。
So in 2013, I led a group of 17 people to visit the Holy Land.
我们从4月27号到5月11号一共有15天去了三个国家。
So we started on April 27th and ended on May 11th. We visited three countries.
去埃及，去约旦，去以色列。
And that's Egypt, Jordan, and Israel.
我不是导游，我也不是领队，我是随团牧师。
I'm not the tour guide. I'm the accompanying pastor.
感谢主，我们在这个里面，这17个人里面有16个基督徒，只有一个不是基督徒。
So among the 17, 16 are Christians, and one is not.
那个不是基督，是我们这一队的领队。
And the non-Christian is actually the tour guide for us.
怎么会是领队不信呢？
How can it be that the tour guide is not?
原来他是旅行社的这个老板。
So he's the boss of the travel agency.
他去过以色列去过七次，他就来做我们的导游，做我们的老领队。
He has visited Israel for 7 times, and so he's leading us.
他姓什么？不用告诉人，他叫 Jason. Jason.
So let us just call him Jason.
好了，这个 Jason 就跟着我们这一团人去那边。我们就到了这个第一站，我们到了埃及。埃及也没什么好玩，老实讲，就是金字塔，就是尼罗河，大概就是人面狮身而已啊。
So the first stop was Egypt, and we visited. The pyramids and the River Nile
and Sphinx. 但是呢，记得这个他的水不能喝，喝了这个人泻肚子，那个泻肚子，好多人泻肚子，一共四个人泻肚子。
Just keep in mind that don't drink the river water because 4 of us got sick.
我们都不敢喝，连那个沙拉都不敢，沙拉上面有水都不敢吃。
And we couldn't even eat the salad because there's water on the salad.
所以我说埃及不去也罢。
So I said, we can just forget about going to Egypt.
去, Jordan 蛮好玩的。
It's quite fun to be in Jordan.
但是这个沙尘暴好厉害，哇，沙尘暴厉害得不得了。
But the sandstorm was quite severe.
我们到尼泊山上去，就是摩西最后走的地方，去看那个那个约旦河，看不到迦南地，看到约旦河。
So we went to Mount Nebo, and that's the place that Moses died, and we couldn't see the river, we couldn't see
the river. 第七天我们就进到了以色列。
So, on day 7, we entered Israel.
从北面加利利海那边进来。
We entered from the north, where the Sea of Galilee was.
我们就坐了大的这旅游车，坐了好几天。
We rode in these large tour buses.
我就叫领队，就是请你坐来坐到旁边，我问你一个问题。
So I called out Jason because I wanted to ask him a question.
我说 Jason， 为什么你太太信主，你信了十五年，你一点不信主了
？And I asked him why is it that your wife has been a Christian for 15 years and you still haven't believed？
他们都叫我徐牧师，我们教会是徐长老。徐牧师，我告诉你，我看了很多很多的基督徒很糟糕很烂，是吧？
And he said, Pastor Xu, he said that I've seen many Christians that are really bad examples.
这么烂这么坏的人，我何必要做基督徒？我比他好，他说。
And he said, if these people are Christians, I don't want to become one.
各位弟兄们，我们要小心，我们不要做人家的绊脚石啊。
So, brothers and sisters, do not become stumbling blocks.
他说我看着牧师偷吃，神父偷钱。
So he said, I saw. Pastors stealing food and then Catholic priests stealing money.
他坐了我旁边半小时在讲的基督徒的糟糕事他都记得他一脑袋全是基督徒的负面的 不好的事情。
He spent half an hour counting all the negative examples he knew about Christians.
甚至我太太对不起这不是我的水我的水在下面没关系。Thank you, Alex.
So even my wife,
到底是这女婿不错。他后来怎么讲？他说：“其实我看到的都是人的坏的、负面的、不好的那一方面。”
And he said, "I've seen all the negative and the bad sides of human."
我说：“你有没有时间？我跟你讲人的好的方面。”正面的方面，帮助你的方面，他说我今天没时间。
And then I said, "Do you have time to so that I can talk to you about the positive sides?" And he said, "I'm running out of time today."
我说明天你有时间吗
？And I said, "Do you have time tomorrow?"
半小时，他明天半小时有时间。
He said, "Sure, half an hour."
各位弟兄姊妹，我明天请他来，我就给他讲三节圣经。
So the next day I invited him back and I told him three passages in the Bible.
就是你们刚刚听到第一节我再念一遍约翰一书第一章九节我们若认自己的罪神是信实的是公义的必要赦免我们的罪洗净我们一切的不义。
And the first one was 1 John 1:9. If we acknowledge our sins, God is faithful, He's righteous, He will forgive our sins and wash away our unrighteousness.
我说因为神洗净我们罪所以我们和神中间那个隔阂没有了去掉了。
And I said, because God has washed away our sin, we are no longer separated from Him.
我说第二个我说约翰福音一章十二节凡接待他的就是信他名的人他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
And the second one I told him about John 1:12. I said, those who receive him, those who believe in his name, he will give them rights to become God's children.
所以你接受了耶稣以后你会做神的儿女你改变了身份你以前是个罪人现在变成神的儿女了。
And I said, after you believe in Jesus, then you are changed from a sinner to his children.
他马上问我神的儿女做神的儿女有什么好处啊
And then he said, what's good about being God's children?
我说有好处，在约翰福音三章十六节。
And then I said, yes, there is one, and that's from John 3:16.
看约翰福音三十六节，我也会背。
And he said, I can recite that too.
啊，我们一起来背。
And then I said, yeah, let's
do that together. 我神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And God so loved the world that he gave us his only son, so that all who believe in him will not perish, but receive everlasting life.
我说 Jason 啊。 你不至灭亡，反得永生，就是神的儿女啊！你继承神的儿女，神的生命，儿女继承父母亲生命啊！
And I said, if you will not perish but will have eternal life, that's what it means to become God's children.
他说我怎么从来没有听过人家跟我在讲，我们可以继承神的生命？我说永远生命就是神生命，人的生命不到永远的，只有神的生命到永远。
And he said, how come nobody told me that we can inherit the life of God? And I said, the human life is finite, but only the life of God is eternal.
我说 Jason, 你要不要信耶稣，我们来做个祷告好不好？
And I said to him, Jason, are you willing to accept Jesus and we can pray together?
他说 I'm not ready, 我还没准备好。
And he said, I'm not ready yet.
结果你听到各位弟兄呢，他当天晚上睡觉，第二天这个 Lily, 他的太太跑来跟我讲，徐牧师啊，我的他先生啊，一上床就哗哗哗的呼呼大睡，昨天晚上一个晚上还没睡觉，翻来覆去，我跟他，你干什么？啊，我在想，我在想，他一个晚上在想，想这问题。
And the next day, his wife came to tell me that that Jason, when he went to bed, he usually falls asleep very quickly. But last night, he was tossing and turning. He couldn't sleep because he was thinking about your talk.
各位弟兄们，你是丈夫的，会打呼的，你太太有安全感。
So, brothers, if you are snoring, your sister consider that as your
sense of security.
Sense of security.
好，起码他在这个时候，他说我先生一个晚上没睡觉，咕噜咕噜咕翻来覆去干什么，我都不知道。
And then so Jason said, I couldn't sleep. I didn't know what happened to me.
我就 pass a word 给我们全团的人，我说为 Jason 祷告，他圣灵在他身上做工。
So I told the entire tour group, and I said, please pray for Jason because the Holy Spirit is working on him.
没到中午的时候，那里又过来，那里他说牧师啊，我先生他也愿意信耶稣，不过他不愿意一个人到那个约旦河里面洗去受洗，他要我和他一起去，我可以吗？
And then his wife came again and told me that said my husband is willing to accept the Lord, but he doesn't want to go into the Jordan River to be baptized just alone. Can you go with him?
弟兄姊妹，我再跟你讲，我从来没想到我们把人带着信主都不是我们的能力，都是圣灵的能力去触摸他，他会改变。你看他会这么大的改变，叫他太太来问我，我如果去受洗的话，我跟我太太去死好不好？我不要一个人受洗。
So dear brothers, let me emphasize that when we preach the gospel, it is the Holy Spirit that works on the individual, and it's so powerful that in this case, he came back asking to be baptized with his wife together.
我就问他太太，你以前怎么受洗的？
And I asked his wife, I said, how did you get baptized?
他说我在长老会点水里。
And she said, I was baptized in the Presbyterian
church. 我说你有没有跑到水里面被这样泡起来？没有，没有。
And I asked her, and so that was just a sprinkling. And then I asked her, have you been baptized in the water? And she said, no.
我说可以，这样如果的话，那你就和你先生一起，两个人一起受洗。
And I said, well, if that's the case, then both you and your husband should be baptized.
我说叫你的先生 Jason 过来。
And I said, please ask your husband to come.
Jason, 请你坐在旁边。我说，现在我再问你，你愿不愿意接受主耶稣做你的救主？
And I had him sit down, and I asked him, are you willing to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord?
如果你愿意的话，我们再一起做个认罪的祷告。
And if you agree, then we will pray together to acknowledge our sin.
他说好的，我愿意。你看，
and he said, yes, I will. So he became willing.
我就回头对我们全团的人说 ，OK。
And then I turn around to my group and I said，
他们就为他祷告，我们两个就在前面祷告。我讲一句，他讲一句，我讲一句，祷一句，就把这个整个的短短的、简短的祷告，the prayer of confession 做完。
So I just said the prayer and then he repeated everything after me and we did the confession prayer。
各位弟兄姊妹，你们还没这么大福气。当天下午 我们到了约旦河，我们一起走到约旦河里面，我替他们两个人施洗。我第一次走到约旦河里面，那水温温的，脏脏的。
So on that day, we went to the River Jordan, and I baptized him. That was my first time in the Jordan River.
感谢主，我们就一个人，你信耶稣吗？你因为你心里相信，口里承认，我就奉父子圣灵的名给你施洗，哗的一个，哗的第二个，他们在外面唱快乐日，快乐日，耶稣洗净中国这边，我们的唱，人家不知道这中国人唱什么玩意儿。
So I just ask him, do you believe in your heart and then proclaim in your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord? And he said yes. So I baptized him, and then we sang Happy Day.
2013年的事情，现在2016年啊，我现在还要为他祷告，他现在不常来做礼拜。
So that happened in 2013 and now it's 2016 and now I'm still praying for him because he hasn't attended church worship very often.
各位弟兄姊妹，我现在我们就一起来唱一首诗歌。
So brothers and sisters, let us sing a hymn.
那首诗歌就是205首
205首
进入我的心，我一路唱的时候我就要呼召那些愿意信耶稣的从来没有举过手的，请你举手，我要为你祷告，让主耶稣进到你的心，洗净你所有的不义。
So while we are singing, I'm going to call out to those who have neveraccepted Jesus before, if you would raise your hand so we can sing and pray together.
敲着进入我的心，引我心里结果的困烦，现在求进入的心，进入我心，进入我心，进入我心，进入我的心，主耶稣，现在进来，永不离开，请进入我心，主耶
稣。我们再唱一次副歌。再唱一次副歌，
进入我心，进入我心，亲近入我心，主耶稣，现在进来，永不离开。主耶稣，
我们唱第二节，
进入，
亲爱的朋友，你愿不愿意过来？你愿不愿意举手？你愿意的话，我要为你祷告。
Dear friends, are you willing to accept the Lord? If you are willing, please raise your hands.
有没有人？
Anyone?
举你手，举起来。你说主啊，我愿意信主。
进入我心，进入我心，进入我心，主耶稣。
现在进来，永不离开。请进入我心，主耶稣。我们大家低头闭眼睛，就唱这个副歌好了，好不好？进入我心，进。你愿不愿意说，主啊，我愿意你成为我的道路、真理和生命呢？耶稣说，我就是道路、真理和生命，若不接着我，没有人能够到那去。你愿意去神那里吗？请你举起你的手，你低头闭眼睛，举起你的手，我要为你祷告。感谢主，我看见一位，请你把手放下。还有没有人愿意信耶稣的？你举手，我替你祷告。我愿意主耶稣进到你的心中，帮助你，让你有个重生的生命，让你找到了道路、真理和生命。我又看见一位，你把手放下。现在有两位弟兄姐妹，还有没有人愿意说，主耶稣啊，我愿意你来进到我的心中，我要到父那去。我们再唱副歌，进入我心。你愿不愿意像这首诗歌一样的，让主耶稣进到你的心中，让耶稣住在你的心中，提醒你不要再犯罪了，不要过那些外面华丽里面黑暗的生活。你举手，我可以祷告，我为你祷告。你举手的话，我为你祷告。我们再唱下去，进入我心，进入我心。你愿不愿意心里相信，口里承认主耶稣是主和救主呢？主耶稣说，你若心里相信，口里承认，就必得救。你愿意今天得救吗？有没有人愿意的话，请你举起你的手来，我要为你祷告，我要为这些愿意举起手来的人祷告。进入我心，进入我心，请进入我心，主耶稣。你愿不愿意接受耶稣，接待他到你的心中做你的救主了？耶稣说，凡接待他的，信他名的人，他就赐你的权柄做神的儿女。我们愿意你来做神的儿女。我们一起来做个祷告，也特地为刚刚有两位弟兄姐妹，他们举起手来，他们愿意说，我心里相信，我口里承认。
Let us pray together, especially for the two brothers and sisters that raised their hands that they're willing to accept the Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你今天你用这篇福音性的一篇讲章去帮助有一些人。
Dear Lord, we thank you that you helped us today with this message of the gospel.
主，我们有时候人生有了道路的问题。
Sometimes, Lord, we have these problems in our lives.
我们的生活就失去了方向。
And our life has lost its direction.
我们人生有时候有真理的问题。
And we also have the problem of the truth.
外面好像挺不错的，物质条件也好，其实里面心知肚明，是空虚的，没有意义的人生。
And what looks like a fabulous life on the outside is empty, full of darkness on the inside.
有时候我们有人生生命的问题，我们生活好像看得很正常，其实里面很黑暗，很多犯罪的问题。
And sometimes we have the problem of the life of our lives. We have a normal life on the outside, but inside is full of darkness.
求主让我们过着生命有希望，我们有平安有喜乐。
And Lord, help us live a life full of peace, joy, and love.
求主帮助我们，今天我们每个人在这个地方再次在你面前安静在你面前。
Help us that every one of us will be here, standing before you.
我们也要一样的，我们也需要有一条路。我们一样的，我们要需要真理，我们也需要你的生命到我们里面来。
And we also need the life, the truth, and the way.
求主保守，特别保守刚刚的两位举手的这两位，主让他们今天有弟兄姐妹这点点要和他们在一起有一点交通也谈到，主啊，我们就求你帮助他们真正能够找到主耶稣。
Lord, help the two people that raised their hands just now that they will be able to find you with the help of our brothers and sisters.
真的是除耶稣以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
Indeed, salvation comes from Jesus Christ. There's no other name through which we can be saved.
求主今天保守我们中间的每一个人。
Lord, please bless everyone among us.
我们再次回到你的面前。
So that we can all return to you.
谢谢你今天用这些机会，用这些话语再次勉励我们众人。
And thank you for encouraging and teaching us with these words.
我们这样祷告祈求感谢还是奉耶稣基督圣名。
And we pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ.
刚刚那两位举手的，待会儿 Alex 和 James 这两位长老要不要给他们，请你们留下，对，我们走了以后，请你们留下几分钟，好不好
？So those two people that raise your hand, please stay so that you can talk to our two elders, Alex and James.